So a lot of the lunch and learn conference calls that we do, I don't record because most of the time it's just dynamic Q&A sessions or discussing different things, applications, whatever happens to be on your guys' mind, or different information that's going on that need to put out there. But there's one subject that I've been discussing rather often, frequently lately, that for some of you that haven't been able to make the conference calls, it hasn't been getting posted, and perhaps you hadn't gotten some of this. So I just wanted to record today some of the thoughts that you've been missing. And the main one that I'm going to talk about today is the standards when we're talking to these drivers. Because right now, as a lot of you have seen or may be aware of, there's been a contraction in the transportation industry, which is typical during this time of year. It's a cyclical thing. Freight just tend to drag down to almost a halt during the winter seasons, and except for a little bit of LTL and ground service for Christmas time shipping, that sort of thing. But as far as major freight coming into the ports, that does tend to slow down each year about this time. And this year is a little bit more pronounced because we had the massive hiring that went on from all the carriers for the last year, year and a half. And then all of a sudden, all those seats are filled. We start to have a little bit of a economic downturn, recession type pressures happening, reduction in spending, inflation's through the roof, and that sort of thing. So that's all had an effect on the industry as well. And so right now, carriers haven't been hiring nearly as much as we had grown used to, simply because they're kind of bracing for the impact of some of the overhiring that may have happened right after the pandemic lockdowns were reversed. Everybody had all kinds of money chasing to a few goods. And so all of a sudden, there was a lot of new goods hitting the market, and they needed tons of drivers to drive those trucks around. And so they hired, some of them bit off more than they could chew. A lot of them ended up going under as a result of that and filing bankruptcy. But the ones that are left still have pretty consistent freight, and that's what keeps them going. But as a result of all of this, what we've noticed is that these days, your driver can't just be good enough to pass a pre-screening and expect that they're going to get selected for whatever job. These days, good enough just isn't good enough anymore. Back in the good old days, a year and a half ago, when J.B. Hunt had 800 different jobs that they were hiring for at the same time, then pretty much any driver that could fog a mirror had a shot at getting hired, because they just had to have some asses and some seats. But these days, that's no longer the case. These days, you get 3 seats open for a given job, and you got 25 different drivers that are trying to apply to get into that thing. So when we do our pre-screening, we have the bare minimums set forth there of what the driver has to have as far as qualifications in order to advance to even think about submitting an application. And at one point in time, that would have probably been good enough in most cases. As far as the driver passes the pre-screening, they don't have their 3 strikes, they got the requisite experience, they live in the hiring area, good, let's submit the application. Chances are they're probably going to get hired. Right now in this environment, that is not the case. Jobs are uber competitive. Like I said, several drivers are vying for each seat, so the carriers can afford to be more picky right now. That means we got to be more picky too. If you think about it, ultimately, if your driver can't or doesn't get hired by that carrier, then every minute you spent on that driver and that application was a complete waste of time. And so if you think about it in those terms, really, you can and should refuse to do an IntelliApp on a driver just because they passed the pre-screening. If you're looking at them and like, well, technically, yeah, he only had 2 strikes, but he sort of had to chewed up work history. You know, he had 6 months of normal employment here and another month there, and he was only with this job for 3 months, and he was with that job for 4 months. You know, sitting there looking at this, that more than likely, if there's any better driver out there, your guy's not going to get picked. And this is your career. This is your time. You want to maximize the return on your investment of the time that you put into this and the drivers that you're talking to. And so the pre-screening isn't necessarily the determining factor as to whether or not we want to proceed with an application. Instead, you want to think of that as a tool that we use to gather the information we need on that driver to determine whether or not we want to bet on them by proceeding with the lengthy application and follow-up processes. And if they don't make the grade, in your opinion, then you don't have to waste your time doing an IntelliApp on them just to get their information on file. It doesn't matter. By the time we're ready to talk to this driver again about another opportunity, enough things will have changed on that IntelliApp that we'll have to gather all the information again at that point anyway. So as long as we get all the pre-screening information into our system, that tells us everything that we need to know about that driver today as to whether or not we're going to be able to work with them. And while we might want to help every single driver find some seat somewhere, that's just not a reality. That's not going to happen. And especially in this current environment when only the best drivers are being selected. And so you have to upgrade your selection process to be in step with that. Like I said, you don't have to submit an application on every driver you talk to that manages to squeak by the pre-screening. We need to raise our standards a little bit. The current downward trend in the industry is the toughest environment in which you can recruit drivers, and that makes it a difficult time to get into this business right now, because if you had gotten into this a year and a half, 2 years ago, then hires come easy, the money's flowing, and much simpler prospect at that point. But right now, because there's less hiring going on than what we're typically used to, it makes it more difficult to get those hires. And so that brings us back again to you want to make sure that you're raising the bar. And while this is the most difficult environment in which you can start becoming a recruiter, it's also the very, very best situation in which you can cut your teeth and become a successful recruiter, because right now will force you, or could force you, to be more picky about the drivers that you're looking at. If you learn to automatically look for the best and most employable drivers, as opposed to submitting applications for every single driver that squeaks by the pre-screening, and then look at how many drivers you're talking to about a given seat, and then use your discrimination as far as their qualifications to advance the drivers that you believe will give you the best possible chance at a hire. In other words, if we're running ads on a certain job and we've got 75 applications ready to be called, and you're on your third phone call and this guy's got two strikes right off the bat, and or maybe, you know, he has some short jobs or some terminations for whatever reason, or just, you know, other little things that make him look less than stellar, then you might say to yourself, hey, you know what? I've got 40 other drivers that are sitting here waiting to talk about this job. I got this guy's information for right now. So I might let him know that I'm going to give him a call back, and then give myself a chance to talk to some of these other drivers and see if maybe there's not a better one in the lot before I go ahead and start doing paperwork on this guy here. Now, it probably won't always be, I know it's no probably to it, it won't always be like that. It's like a pendulum. It swings both ways. Right now, it's swinging in favor of the carriers because they have all the control. They don't need that many drivers. There's a surplus of drivers looking for jobs, so the carriers don't have many seats to fill, so they don't need to offer very much commission money in order to fill those seats, and they can be super picky about which drivers they take. Eventually, come this spring, things will begin to thaw out, open up a little bit more again. People will get their tax money, and all of a sudden they'll start going on those spending sprees. And when they do, then all of a sudden the carrier is going to have that need again of getting some more butts and some seats so they can move this stuff around so they can make some money. That's when the pendulum swings back in our direction. All of a sudden, some of those guys that we talked to before that maybe weren't the best picks at the time, you give them a call back, say, hey, man, what's going on? I want to touch base with you, see how you're doing. Make sure you've kept your nose clean for the past 3 or 4 months, whatever it is, however long we met. Just want to let you know, I think I've got something now that we might be able to get you into. And then you can pick them up from there if and when they become a viable option for you. But in the here and now, just be aware of the situation, be aware of the climate of the industry, and understand that pre-screening and passing that isn't good enough. You get a guy on the phone, and if he doesn't have a really strong work history, then tell him straight up, hey, look, I think that in pretty short period of time, I'm going to be able to find something for you. However, for this particular seat, your work history is going to be an issue because yada, yada, yada. You know, you don't have enough verifiable experience, or you don't have enough time on these jobs. You can look a little bit like a job hopper. In other words, you're not going to be the best qualified candidate for this particular seat. So I'm not going to be able to get you this one. However, I'm going to give you a call back here in a couple days whenever I find something else, yada, yada. At that point, get off the phone with them, get on to the next guy. Find the quality guys, because you tie up 45 minutes or an hour talking to somebody that passes the pre-screening but doesn't really have a very strong work history, and you're probably going to miss out on the guy that's been with the same company for the last 5 years with no unemployment, no MVR dings, no criminal background, all the rest of it, who could be at orientation tomorrow and get you paid next week. So the guys that pass the pre-screening, by all means, keep tabs on them, write them down, keep in touch with them, keep looking for something for them, because we have all kinds of different jobs in the system that aren't being advertised for at the moment. And so whenever we're advertising for jobs and we've got 50 leads coming in a day on those jobs and we've got all kinds of people to look at and sift through and choose from, then, you know, be a little picky and go through those and find your best prospects. But then whenever we got somebody that, you know, they might qualify for one of these jobs that we're not advertising for and we don't have a whole lot of leads on, go ahead and take a look at that and see, you know, if there aren't any other better qualified drivers or more interesting jobs that I can promote, maybe in that case we go ahead and do something like that. Like, I know we've got a TA dedicated run that's had an open seat for 3 months at least that I know of, maybe even longer than that. And it's the TA dedicated Honda Davenport, Iowa. In that case, we look on the map and there's only one guy that lives in the area. So with that one, maybe we're in some ads and get some action on that sort of thing. But in other situations, if you know that there's a seat that's been open that you've noticed on the map, job's been open for several months and still got the seats open, and you want to beat the bushes and find some folks in that hiring area that might fit that, then that's definitely one approach you can take. But no matter which job you're trying to market, just bear in mind that whatever time you invest in that driver is ultimately lost and wasted if you don't get them hired. So just because you can't help them today don't mean you can't ever help them, but be judicious with your time and invest it in the drivers that's going to give you a return and a paycheck instead of drivers that you and I both know are never going to get hired just so you got something in the pipeline because by some prayer they may get through. I can assure you, they're not. If they don't have a good work history, you know it, I know it, the carrier knows it, the driver knows it, everybody knows it. And this isn't the time to be submitting applications for weak and soft drivers because they're not going to get through. If you get one solid driver all week long that you can get hired by a carrier, that's going to be a fantastic paycheck. But you can talk to 100 drivers in a week, submit 100 applications, none of them be worth a damn, and then you don't get a paycheck at all. You end up starving yourself out of a recruiting job. So it's quality over quantity in an environment like this. So whenever you're looking at your drivers, just take a little harder look at them, because it's easier to get off the phone after that pre-screening is done and get on to the next guy than it is once you've invested the time pre-screening, doing the IntelliApp app, and then committed to following up every single day, only to find out that on day 4, they ended up getting DQ'd by the carrier because they had whatever going on, too much unemployment, too much job hopping, whatever the case may be. And so I can promise, in closing, that if you'll be more picky about the applications that you submit and make sure that every single one you submit is a slam dunk, you'll be more efficient and more profitable with your business, because you'll be getting a maximum return on investment for every minute that you spend talking to drivers. So everybody, raise your standards. Do good applications, because if we get applications that are incomplete or inaccurate and we have to come back to you or to the drivers to get the additional information, that's only going to slow down the process. And time is not on our side with these applications and these carriers these days. If you take an extra hour or an extra day to do whatever the action is, more than likely the carrier is going to have somebody else already fill in that seat before you can even finish getting the rest of whatever they were waiting for. So it's one shot, one kill. Make sure that you're very thorough, very efficient. Gather all the information about all of the jobs the very first time that we're doing the application. So whenever you hit that submit button, we're going to have everything that we need in order to hit the ground running with that driver's app and get them scheduled for orientation. The quicker we can make that process happen for you and the driver, the less you're going to have fall off along the way because of no-shows or grandma got sick or whatever. I got abducted by aliens, won the lottery, you name it. So the faster we can make that turnaround time happen, the shorter we can make that for the drivers and for you, the more profitable we're all going to be and the more efficient we're all going to be too. So that's all I've got for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Let me know if you have any questions. That's what I'm here for.